بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue discussing points of benefit in dua. It is from the trials to the believer that he invokes Allah and repeats the invocation, and the time proceeds without seeing any effect for any effect in the response or in any response at all. And hence, he must contemplate certain wisdoms regarding this matter. First, that the delay in the response is from the tribulation which require sabr, which require patience. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 35. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً And we shall make a trial of you with evil and with good, and to us you will be returned. So, the quick response is from the trial which requires thanks, requires gratitude. And the delay is from the trials which require sabr, patience. The second matter, it may be that in the occurrence of what is requested, it may be that there is more evil occurring. And so, the invoker or the caller may be responded to, and it will be a cause of more evil occurring to him, or that it could be a cause which leads him to aggression and haughtiness and disdainfulness. And thus the delay or the withholding of the response would be better for him. قال الله تعالى والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. And Allah knows while you know not. However, it is because of the ignorance of the person, of man, and him being unjust to himself, he doesn't consider favors and well-being and accept that which comes as an enjoyment and hastened enjoyment and fitting to his nature. And here, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, فقضاؤه لعبده المؤمن عطاء وإن كان في صورة المنع. The decree regarding his slave is giving, although it may be in the form of withholding. And his decree is a ni'ma, is a favor, even though it can be in the form of a trial. Third matter, the choice of Allah to the slave is better than the choice of the slave to himself. Because to Allah belongs the most perfect wisdom. He gives only due to wisdom, and withholds only due to wisdom. And he knows of what is beneficial to his slaves more than they do. And he is most merciful to them than they are towards themselves. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, "Man'uhu ata," his withholding is giving. Why? Because he does not withhold due to misery, or that he doesn't have, does not possess. Rather, he looks in what is good to the slave. And fourth, from the wisdoms is inclusion of the caller with those beloved to Allah. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves some of his slaves, he tries them, he puts them to test. And from the trials is delaying the response. Fifth, the delay of the response is a cause for the slave to check himself. The delay in the response is a cause for the slave to check himself. And because this could be due to a defect in the caller, and it could be that in his sources of sustenance there are doubts or some kind of negligence, or rather heedlessness when he invokes, or he is touched by, or he is indulged rather in some sins which will be an impediment to the answering of the dua. So the delay in the answering of the invocation may incite and instigate the person to check himself, and check himself and its stance with Allah. And thus this may bring tawbah. He will seek tawbah, seeking repentance, and turns to Allah. And so, if the response is hastened to him, he may neglect checking himself and thinks that he is on good and guidance, and so, and thus may end up being destroyed by this false concept of himself. And next, six. It may be that the call is answered while the person does not know. Because when the person invokes Allah, his case with respect to the dua is either that he is answered, or his invocation is saved for him to be given in the hereafter, or that Allah wards off an equivalent from the evil. So he shouldn't therefore think that his invocation was not answered. Rather, he should have a good opinion in Allah, saying that maybe Allah answered and I don't know. Seventh, it may be also that the invocation is weak and it cannot stand to oppose the testing and the trials. The eighth is that this brings the manifestation of humbleness to Allah, and the realization that man is poor and in need to Allah. And next, this brings a greater strive against Shaitan, against Satan, by having good opinion in Allah and continuing the dua. These are some of the wisdoms behind this matter of the delay in the response to the dua. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.